for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia, back with you with another episode, with another speaker. And this time we have a very fascinating topic. So for today, our topic is all about womb alchemy, nurturing the feminine essence for healing and well-being. And our guest for today is Miss Aya Divina. She is an energy physiotherapist. So basically, in this podcast, Miss Aya will be unveiling the profound link between a woman's womb and her overall emotional and spiritual well-being. So the womb is revered across belief systems as a symbol of creation and the divine feminine, powerful creative force connecting to the spiritual dimensions. And it is also believed by Dr. Morris Netherton, he's a great regressionist as well, that about 95% almost of all issues that we face in life are triggered when we were in the womb of our mother. So there's a lot that we can unpack here. But before that, let me first introduce our guest to the show, Miss Aya. Welcome. And it is such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much.
So let's dive right in, shall we? So the first thing that I would like to know is, tell me, for like the people who aren't aware about womb wellness, how does womb wellness affect a woman's health and well-being?
Yeah, the womb, it's like the portal for manifestation, and also all our emotions is concentrate in the womb. So the emotion from your childhood, the emotion from if you have any kind of abuse, if trauma, if even ancestor trauma, if your lack of self-confidence or self-love, everything is stored in the womb, and that's affect our all body wellness, physical, mental.
And is there a reason why it is stored in that particular area? Like, I think the only connection that I can see is that it is the sacral chakra, the center.
Yes.
But is there a specific reason why it is predominantly stored there and not any other part of our body?
Yes, because the womb is the center of the creation. So it's the first thing, it's working in your, it's like manifestation in your body as a woman. So, and it is connect with your heart. So that's why everything is stored there. And it's the main part of our body.
So is this specifically just for women, or does this also have an impact of men?
Yeah, even the man.
Wow.
But for the woman, we have like a different anatomy, and the man. So, and we have different disease related to the woman. So for the woman, she, if she has issues with her womb, she can have infertility, lower back pain, cramps during her menstrual. She can have also sciatic nerve pain.
So if we were to look at healing through the womb, what does that look like and what does that consist of?
We have different modality. We can do like neurolymphatic massage, and we can do like voice activation. Actually, they find that the anatomy of the pelvic floor of the womb is the same anatomy of your vocal cord. So once you are working on your womb, you feel like your voice, it's open, and you are tuned in into intuition.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's beautiful. So that connection and the your vocal cord, that is the center of your throat chakra, right?
Yes.
So you can see how the womb that is a center of creation, once that's activated, that allows you to express.
Exactly.
So there's like a nice flow and it's so interesting and fascinating how it's connected.
And it connects with the heart. So we have like three, womb, heart, and the vocal. So you become like a magnetic. You can manifest whatever you want once you clear the space of your womb.
So tell me, how does that look like? So how can someone clear or heal? So tell me more about the initial steps. One being, how do you identify that your womb needs healing in the first place?
I think all the women need to clear the womb, and she need to know how to clean this area and care about this area as a woman. So initially we can do like shamanic ritual, like we can do the massage, we can do the detox each cell by tapping exercise, by lymphatic drainage, and each woman, she can tune in and she can hear like a message coming from her womb, and she will be stepped into her feminine energy.
Wow. And so you're saying this is something that every woman needs, regardless if there's anything happening in your life or
this
anything.
Is your feminine energy. So you need to connect and to know how to connect with your body symbol.
Mm-hmm. And what does that healing process look like as you do it? Is it something that you do once a week, or how often do you do it? And how do you see the changes unfold in your life? And what are the signs?
Okay, so first we need to do detoxify for each meridian and the energy center in her body. Mm-hmm. And then we activate it. So we can do massage, we can do even drink with the lotus and cacao, so it open up her heart. And also we teach her how to do the massage for a special area in her body. Mm. And then we can do like voice activation and inner dancing.
Wow, okay.
And she can feel the difference from the first treatment. If she has issues with her back pain or menstrual cycle or heavy period, is different. And she will feel like more confidence, more radiance, more happy.
So can you tell me more about this feminine energy? So what does that mean? Because like healing is one thing, but what is the end goal? What are we trying to be and connect to?
Feminine energy is the creation energy. It's the make you feel joy and happy and like little child. So once you connect with your feminine energy, with your creation energy, you not can only birth like a baby, you can birth opportunity, abundance, love, whatever you want, your manifestation portal is in your womb area.
Mm, wow, that's beautiful. So tell me more about, because this is something that I have never heard, energy physiotherapy. So what is that and what do you do with that?
Okay, so we are combining the traditional physiotherapy with the energy medicine. So it's like unified holistic medicine. So we can use the lymphatic neuromassage, tapping exercise, and we can work on 9 level of the energy inside our body. So the energy meridian, the chakras, the zip, the aura. So like it's many different modalities. It depends about each client.
Okay. So on that note, I would love to hear more about the stories, the client stories that you've had. What does that look like?
Oh, I have like really one difficult client. She has like ovary cyst and she has issue with her infertility. And so once we do the deep lymphatic massage, and she know about her power and she heal all the trauma from her marriage. And then she like having a new opportunity with a new husband and she become a pregnant.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. So what are things that block your feminine energy or cause the negative impacts onto the womb?
It could happen with the stress, any kind of stress. It could happen from your ancestor. Trauma. It could happen from even if your mom is pregnant in you and she has like anger or stress, you will have it inside your cells.
Wow. And this is how it's been carried down through, like you said, through generations.
Yes.
And
yes.
and how the inception is. So is there a time scale in terms of how long it would take to heal a womb on average? Or does that vary from person to person?
Person to person, normally 4 to 8 sessions. Mm. And also we have to consider the moon cycle. So it's, so our moon cycle, our period is affected with the moon.
Yeah. Tell me more about that.
So if you have like, if you want to birth a new project, so you have to do it with the new moon. Mm. If you want to release all your issues and emotional trauma, you will do like a ritual with the full moon.
Because this is something that I've noticed for myself, how there's a weird synchronicity between having your period either on new moon or full moon. Yes. Can you tell us more about that? Why? And this is not just me, and I've heard this from a lot of other women, that somehow it's weirdly synced.
Yes, because we are connected with the moon. When we change our inner self, when we heal ourselves, when we release the trauma, so our period is coming at the end because we release all the trauma. And then with the new moon, it's the new beginning, the new period. That's our body is connected with the moon. Once you understand your menstrual cycle and the moon cycle, you can create the magic in your life.
Oh, wow. That sounds fantastic. Now, I want to dive in deeper with regards to pregnancy, right? So a lot of women who are probably pregnant right now or thinking about having a baby, can you shed some light on how they can start caring for the womb, for the child, and start prepping for that pregnancy and even post-pregnancy?
You mean like if she has a trauma or something from miscarriage or infertility?
Or not just infertility or miscarriage, but like even if it's just a preparation for pregnancy, what is that can do?
Yeah, of course.
Even like you said, if it's due to miscarriage or infertility, what that can do.
Yeah, okay. So when you clean your womb, you can have a new healthy baby. The baby will not inherit the trauma the mother have it. So I think if the lady is planning to be pregnant, it's nice if she clear and clean this womb. That's why I told you it's for every woman.
Okay. So there are no particular practices that you should do, like that they can do by themselves? Is there anything that they can do?
They have to come and do the lymphatic massage,
Yeah. And just out of curiosity, is it a painful process? How long is the session?
The session, it will last for 1 hour. And if there is like a deep trauma, it might be painful. And if the lady, she has issues with her digestive, and because our organ also store a lot of emotions, so it might be painful,
Okay, so it all depends on that, right? What are some key things that people can experience during the session?
Yeah, they can, first time for them to hear the womb voice. So our womb has a voice and has a pulsation, exactly like the pulse of the heart. So while when we do the session, you will feel like inner dance, like the pulsation from the womb, and it's dancing and singing with your heart.
Oh, wow, that sounds very fascinating. So is there any tips or are there any things you would like to share with our listeners that they would need to be aware of or they can start doing moving forward?
I want them to know if they are struggling for abundance, if they are struggling and feel like drained out and they don't feel themselves and they want to have a new opportunity in their life and for feel more radiant energy and like step into the power, they need to work on themselves, especially to clear the womb space.
So this becomes vital, especially if they are in that zone, because the minute you clean that, it's the creation, zone of creation that gets activated, which then enhances your heart chakra and your throat chakra, which allows you to express.
And also they can connect with the other realm because this is the portal for, they use it in the old time. if you want to connect with the other realm, you'll start with the portal of the womb.
Got you. And is there any significance to how this can also have an impact on your intimacy with your partner?
Yeah, of course. Because when you clear this area and activation, so you will feel like you will have your increase your libido and you'll have multi-orgasmic with yourself, and you can teach your partner and you can feel by yourself like you are a woman, you are into your feminine energy. Yeah, of course.
Wow.
So and it will radiant in your face, in your body. You feel like more confidence.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I think that's exactly what a lot of women listening to this episode are craving for. Well, on that note, we shall be bringing the session to a close. I feel like we got some great nuggets. So before we leave, is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners?
From my experience, I had like trauma since my mom left, and I struggled with the heavy period. Since I work on my womb, for my period become totally normal, and I have like deep grief feeling in this area, and really my heart void, it's all gone. And that's it, less than a few months. That's my own experience.
Wow, yeah. Wow. So this is a message for all the ladies out there who are struggling with their periods, struggling with their relationships,
and grief, emotions,
shame, guilt, yes. And these are emotions that everyone faces, and this is something that every woman needs, I believe. So if this is something that you would need help with, please come down to Illuminations, where you can find Miss Aya, and she would love to guide you through this process. So until then, take care and live life.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.